The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
O'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back on air for another week. The sun's coming out. The day's warming up. It's like 30 degrees outside, but it's going to get warm. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be like 53. So, I mean, I take that with a grain of salt. Maybe not quite so beautiful. Not like last week beautiful, but it's going to be pretty nice today. And it's not going to rain, so, you know, can't complain. Anyway, got a nice show lined up for you. Got some interesting songs that I've thought I was going to play. So stay tuned. It's gonna be a nice morning. And you know, it's gonna be same old thing, you know, just me hanging out in the studio, playing you some music. It's looking like it's going to be a very, very nice week. Well, you know, maybe not. It's 55 today and then 52 tomorrow, pretty much the same. And then Wednesday, you get to choose. It's gonna be 65, but it's also going to have scattered showers, so you know. What are you going to do? It's going to be all right. And then 49 on Thursday, and it's going to snow on Friday, apparently. So welcome to New England, everyone. Anyway, let's get the show started. This is, of course, Adam Kercheval on Monday Morning Madness. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let's do what we always do. Get a little bit of good music coming here in the morning. A little John Mellencamp for you. Anyway, let's get started. Have a good morning, everyone. I'll be here till 8. You know the drill.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible bang. Jack and Diane. Two American kids doing best they can.
If you go, When the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze, and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind. If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, please say hello to one who lives there. She was once a true love of mine. If you travel in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
Bob Dylan there with Johnny Cash on Girl from the North Country. I played that song, you know, it's a little bit low energy for my show this morning, but I did want to play that because it was Johnny Cash's, what would have been his 85th birthday yesterday, so I wanted to give a little nod to him there. Also, I love that song. I love the combination of Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash's equally strange voices on both of them. I'm going to play LCD Sound System next because I have some interesting music news. I mean, it's not really music news. I just read this very, very interesting Pitchfork piece yesterday about LCD Sound System and learned a lot about them. I mean, I love that band so much. And they were saying, you know, the band has been holding off on releasing an album for a while now. They said they were going to release one sometime last year, and that didn't happen. And the article was just bringing up these very interesting facts. So LCD Sound System released three albums. They had LCD Sound System, their first one, Sound of Silver, and then This Is Happening. And the total sales from all of those albums combined didn't even go platinum if it were one album. So it's interesting because they're such an important band and are like headlining things like Coachella nowadays, but they're not numerically famous. So it's a very interesting group, those LCD Sound System kids. Also, if we're talking about birthdays, James Murphy's birthday, the frontman of LCD Sound System, his birthday is on February 4th, so like it's the same month, so maybe that counts. Anyway, I've been looking through their catalog trying to find something that was quite right. I wanted to play All My Friends until I realized that it was 7 minutes long, and I don't really have that kind of time here in the morning. So instead, from Sound of Silver, I'm going to play New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down, which starts a little slow, but quite picks up at the end. Here you go. So think about them.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. records all show you were filthy but fun. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect. Oh, please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect, in the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown. And maybe you're right, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, maybe I'm wrong, and just maybe you're right. And maybe mother told you true, and there'll always be somebody there for you, and you'll never be alone. Maybe she's wrong, and maybe I'm right, and if so, here's this.
set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
Thank you.
Radiohead there with 15 Step, wrapping up a actually kind of like down, sad kind of set. We had Radiohead, then Elton John, and LCD Sound System, all with kind of arguably fairly sad songs. Although I don't know if 15 Step is sad, but Candle in the Wind always gets me emotional. And of course, New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down. What a song. Anyway, the Oscars were last night. I'm kind of guilty. I didn't watch the Oscars. Well, A, because I didn't really have time to do that, and I was going to sleep so that I could wake up and go to the show. But also, I didn't really watch any of the movies. I'm looking at the list right now. It's been a bad year for me in terms of watching movies. I've really been bad. So the best picture was Moonlight. There was a little bit of a debacle there. That was obviously an upset. Everyone kind of expected La La Land, and apparently, La La Land was announced, and then they had to correct it to Moonlight, a la Steve Harvey in the Miss Universe last year. So, you know, year of the upset, I guess. But I'm just looking at this list, you know, Manchester by the Sea, I didn't see that. La La Land, I didn't see that. Fences, no. Zootopia, I saw the exposition of, but then so my friends were watching Zootopia, and they said, come watch Zootopia with us. And I was like, but I'm taking a nap. And they said, come watch it anyway. So I watched the exposition of Zootopia and then fell asleep and then woke up at the end. So I don't really know what happened in that movie. I just kind of know where it started and where it ended. Oh, costume design. The best costume design. I did watch this movie, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Except I watched it in Spanish when I was abroad in Santiago. So I don't really know what happened in that movie. But it was the costumes were great. Anyway, in honor of Moonlight, here's a really bad pun. A little King Harvest from, when was this, 1973. Just a lovely song, too. And I always feel like playing this song when it's sunny outside, so here you go.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets up big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the
there was Stay With Me, of course, Rod Stewart, way back in the day. A lovely song to get your morning started. If you didn't, you know, turn up your speakers beforehand, you certainly would have turned them up for that song. Anyway, it's 7:36. I got to play one of these PSAs, and I did not look at them before playing them. Oh, you know what I'll do? There's one called 60-Second Pre-Diabetes Test. This might be important for me because last week I went to Davis Square, and I had to go to CVS. And while I was in CVS, I said, you know what? Might as well treat myself and buy a 99-cent can of Arizona iced tea, which then I proceeded to drink the entire thing, which is like 60 grams of sugar in like 15 minutes. And then I took a nap because I do that a lot. And I woke up from the nap, and I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to get diabetes if I keep this up. So we're going to listen to this, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be all right.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Oh, that was pretty fun, actually. I like that. That was a lot of fun, a little fun exercise here on the radio. Anyway, well, in new music news, I have a couple things to say. So I don't know how much you guys are following Future's his new releases, plural, because he released that album Future, self-titled album, 2 weeks ago, and then released on Friday, I want to say, very recently, another album called Hendrix. Don't get excited because with anything Future has ever made, cannot play it on the air. But I do implore you to go and take a listen to both albums. The self-titled album Future is very, it's very typical Future. Sounds a lot like his old work, although I think it's slightly better than his old work. But this new album, Hendrix, is very, it's almost like R&B, and it's got all these features from The Weeknd on it. It's a very interesting album to listen to, and a lot of fun, too. I don't know. I think you should go listen to it. I don't know why I'm telling you this, because I can't play it on the air, but I figured I'd tell you anyway, just to keep you in the loop about new music. Speaking of new music, and speaking of my Bruno Mars kick, I feel like I played him every single week, but I can't get enough of this album. And I want to play you just a comparison so that you know I'm not crazy. I'm going to play you a James Brown song, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, for the interested. And then I'm going to play you Perm from Bruno Mars' new album. And I just want you to see how similar they sound. They're absolutely, it sounds like really freakily similar, the way that they're singing. And I think that it's really very cool that Bruno Mars is doing such innovation with his music, if you want to call it that. I mean, I guess it's kind of going back in time. But anyway, so we're gonna do a little James Brown first, and we're gonna do a little Bruno Mars, a fun listening experiment for all of you out there, so you can see what I'm talking about. So here is James Brown, obviously.
Not too bad, sir. like a boomerang. Hey!
Look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head down so you could just sit down and just sit still.
Hey, we trying to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby.
It's my birthday.
No, it's not.
But I still look good, though.
How come? Ow.
I bet you want an autograph.
Woo.
You and your fans. Gotta do it in the penthouse.
That's why I keep my pen.
What you can't dance?
See what I mean there with the James Brown sounding Bruno Mars? I think that song is also so much fun to listen to, but the resemblance is quite striking. So I wanted to give you a little bit of an insight into that, into musical copycats. It's 7:46 now. Show's just about done. I'm trying to come up with some good ways to end it. Think about what songs I might be playing for you at the end of the show. But since we're talking about musical copycatting, here's a little bit of Queen copying Elvis on Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Big ride, like a lady, doing a trail all night, like a swing to the Squeeze me tight.
Lola there with the Kinks and their long, long fade out. The Coca-Cola version, of course, the only version I will ever play because that's the version I prefer. Funny story behind that, actually, in case you didn't know, the song was originally the Tastes Like Coca-Cola version. And then when the Kinks sent that song to BBC for, I guess, censorship, BBC needed to give them the thumbs up in order to play it on the radio, what have you, they said, well, you actually can't sponsor, there's no sponsorship allowed in popular music, so you have to change the words from Coca-Cola to something else. And the Kinks decided to say, well, I guess we'll just change that one word, so they changed it from Coca-Cola to Cherry Cola. And then eventually, I guess it came back to Coca-Cola. I'm not really sure why, when, or how that happened, but you can now find both versions readily accessible. There's actually a lot of very funny stories about the BBC censoring and not censoring certain things. Walk on the Wild Side, for example, that Lou Reed song, a lot of the sexual innuendos in that song were not censored by BBC because they didn't pick up on them, because he, Lou Reed, when he wrote that song, used a bunch of American terms for sexual innuendos. BBC didn't pick up on them, didn't censor them, so it was kind of a very funny little joke that Lou Reed played. Anyway, it's just about time. It's 7:54. I've got one more Bob Seger coming up for you, Night Moves, a song that he wrote after listening to Bruce Springsteen's Jungle Land, funnily enough. But a nice song to end your day. Well, end your day. It's just getting started. End the show. Your week is just getting started. But thanks for tuning in, as always. It's been great to have you around and listening, and I hope you have a lovely, lovely day and a lovely, lovely week. Maybe if it's going to be warm and then it's going to snow, so it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone. All right, enjoy yourself, Boston, and rest of the world. Have a lovely week. Try to stay warm. Try to stay dry. Of course, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Here's Bob Seger for you to wrap you up for the week. Enjoy, everyone. I'll see you later.
Tall, could use a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields when the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves. In the summertime, some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves, trying to lose the awkward teenage blues, working on our night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. Felt the lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. last night to the sound of thunder. How far off I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves with autumn closing in.